Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church on a beautiful, brisk fall morning. I did learn this week. Does anybody know when we change the clocks? I thought maybe I missed it, but it's not till November 5th. So we have a few more weeks to go, but remind me of the week before then. So getting a little bit darker, and the mornings are here, and fall is in the air. So we praise God for the changing of the seasons and the seasons of life that He gives to us. There are numerous announcements printed in the bulletin. Please check those over after worship. And I invite Dan Light to come forward and share from the Mission Committee.
Good morning. As you might know, remember that Cecily Roars was here in July. She represented the Shepherd Circle. It's one of the local community ministries that St. John's helps to support. Shepherd Circle matches a shepherd with a sheep. And Cecily told us that a shepherd is a person of faith with knowledge and wisdom in helping a sheep learn to make good decisions. A sheep is a person who needs assistance with managing their money and making good decisions. As Cecily shared the need in Shepherd Circle for additional shepherds, the Mission Committee invited Cecily to come next Sunday to share more in-depth information about her program and the role of the shepherd. Cecily will be here during Sunday school, 9:15 to 10:15 next Sunday, and we hope that many of us will attend to learn more about the local ministry and consider becoming a shepherd. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Second Sunday of October means that we are into Operation Christmas Child as the mission of the month. We hope to have a video for that coming up. Please note in your bulletin, after the children's message, it says, Lesson, Crisis of Faith. That will not be happening. When I was reading Psalm 16, our opening scripture this week, I came across a video lesson from there. But when I went back to try and find that video again, I couldn't find it. So I'll find that for the future. So we will go from the children's message to the pastoral prayer. We take this time as we listen to our morning prelude to focus our thoughts in on our worship of God. Thank you. Hear these words from the Bible, Psalm 16, written by David, either as a prayer of safekeeping or a prayer of refuge, as David seeks his continual refuge through God. Psalm 16, "Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, 'You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing.' As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Let's bow in prayer. Lord, in these words of David, we come before you this morning. We've come to praise you, for you are the Lord, our Lord. We have come to take refuge in you, for your safeguarding, for we trust your guidance, we trust in your grace, we desire your love to be in our hearts and to be in our lives. In our time of worship, may we experience the presence of your Spirit to guide our minds and to open our hearts to your will. We offer this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Please rise as you are able to sing our hymns of praise. We will be going straight from number 66, "To God Be the Glory," into number 96, "All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name." If you're not familiar with this particular tune or you want to sing the supporting words in the bass line, you can find that on 96.
Thank you.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. If I ask you what you are good at, what would you tell me? Is there anything out there that you are good at doing? What are you good at? What are you good at? Building Legos? Building Legos? Is anybody good at soccer? Are you good at soccer? Are you good enough to be on the all-star team? No. Not yet. Not yet. Anybody good at playing the piano? You're coming along on... Is your piano teacher any good? So you're learning? You'll be able to play in the recital come May? We learn how to be better as we go through lessons. Anything else you're good at? What are you good at? Drawing. Drawing and erasing? Racing. I heard you right. I just wanted to, you know, just wondered. What are you good at? You're good at playing with your brothers. That is excellent. You are great at walking. Wow. No fear there. What we're good at. A man came up in the Bible from Mark chapter 10 today. A man ran up to Jesus and he called him good teacher. And Jesus kind of said, well, I'm not good. Only God is good. And yet God gives us all the abilities that we have, like playing sports or talents of art or music, and we get better at that the older we get. And this man asked Jesus a question about heaven. How do I inherit eternal life? How do I get to heaven? And he thought he could just do something and it would get him in. But it's not about doing. No matter how good you are at drawing or racing or how good you are at playing the piano or soccer, it's not about doing. Our goodness comes from Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one that we have to know on our hearts in order to be in heaven someday. Yes? You're good at exploring? Well, that is excellent because we want you to explore the Bible. We want you to know the stories of the Bible so you know how to do good in the name of Jesus. All right, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these children. We thank you for the blessing they are to their family and to the church family. And we pray that they would learn to love you, Jesus, as their Lord and Savior through the teachings of Scripture and the ones that we share. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. In these moments of God, O God, we bow before you. We bow out of reverence. We bow to honor you. We bow to quiet our own minds. Not only to fill our minds with words of prayer, but to listen. To listen for your voice. To listen for your guidance. Lord God, we thank you that we can come to you and we can ask our questions and to know that either through prayer, conversing with another Christian, reading the scriptures, or some other audible way, you provide the answers. We recognize that your time and your counsel is different than ours, so help us to be patient. Help us to endure in prayer, to seek your blessing, to seek your will for our daily lives and for the lives of our households and the places we work, at the schools we go to attend or to work, and in here in the church. We pray for your guidance. Lord God, we are filled with praise that you are good. In creation, in the days of creation, you called each day good. And you have created us to be good. You've loved us with your Son, and you've empowered us through your Spirit. And yet there are times we have to freely admit that we have not been good. We have sinned. We have broken relationship with you. And through your love, you've given us the grace through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for his crucifixion on the cross, for the penalty that was paid for our sin, for our debt. So in these moments, we praise you. And I pray that each heart, each mind would have a stronger desire, a greater strength, an ability to promise, to sin less, to put a recurring sin behind us, to confess and to repent and to move on. Only possible through our faith in you, O God. So I pray for us. We pray for Leah. We pray for Connie and her family. We pray for Jean and for Tom. We pray for Alice and for Diane. We pray for Jack and for Monty. We pray for Larry. We pray for the people that we're thinking of this very moment. We pray for healing. We pray for love, patience, and endurance. We pray for your goodness to shower upon us, that through the trials and through the joys of life, we would give you praise. We thank you for families. We praise you for Jo Short, who's celebrating 97 years in her family, to gather with her and to celebrate life. We thank you for gathering us together and uniting us. And hear us as we unite together in our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I invite those who are able to rise as we sing together hymn number 332, Without Him.